It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Wei-Ping Chin.
Good morning. Our guest today is Mike Cromery, the Executive Director of Watershed Committee of the Ozarks. Welcome, Mike. Ozark has been active in sustaining water quality in our community for more than 30 years now. Can you share with us the history and mission of this nonprofit organization?
The mission of the Watershed Committee of the Ozarks is to sustain and improve the water resources of Springfield and Greene County through education and effective management of the region's watersheds. And we've been working on that mission since 1984 and are enjoying our 36th year of that important work.
And last year, the Watershed Committee has been chosen to take over the Fallows Lake and the surrounding park. Can you tell us more about it and why were you chosen and what are the plans?
Well, we're excited about our opportunity to work out at Fallows Lake. And let me give you a little bit of history there. The Watershed Committee was literally formed out of concern for Fallows Lake. In fact, in the early 1980s, there was a series of water quality events that made the drinking water actually smell funny and taste funny. And it was caused by algae blooms. Citizens got together and said, how are we going to keep our most precious drinking water source clean? And there were several outcomes from those citizens, leaders, discussions, and talks. One of those was the formation of the Watershed Committee of the Ozarks. And since that time, we've been working to protect our watersheds. That's the land, essentially, that our drinking water comes from through what we call source water protection. We do that with projects and education. Fast forward about 25 years, and we were able to open the Watershed Center. That is on City Utilities property. It's a place where we explore our mission and education to help people experience Ozark's water, how it works, and what we can all do to keep it clean. It turns out that the Watershed Center template will apply perfectly out at Fallows Lake. So we're excited to be a part of what is going to be an increased recreational mecca with additional walking and biking trails and some new amenities out there. As recreation continues at our most precious Fallows Lake, we're hoping to balance the increased use with increased stewardship. So that's the role we hope to play. We plan to provide similar services to what the community has always expected out there. But I think it's going to get a lot nicer and a lot more use. And with that comes the responsibility to keep it clean. If we do it wrong, increased usage could detract or degrade the resource. If we do it right, we can all enjoy the resource and more people can come out and we can still preserve that water quality that we've come to expect and need for our community's growth.
At this point, do we have any concerns of water shortage and water quality in our greater community?
Water supply for the future is a concern globally. Locally, we are very fortunate that our leaders have done an excellent job of planning for our water future. We've always been proactive with City Utilities in the Springfield area for looking 20 to 30 to 50 years out on the horizon. There's a group formerly called Tri-State Water Resources that is specifically focused on our water future and gaining the next acquisition of water, which may be additional allocation from Stockton Lake that we can hopefully and eventually tap if we need it. But the short answer is we're in very good shape because of excellent planning and foresight by a lot of leaders for many years.
Your organization has been doing a great job. And what do you expect us citizens to do to help out?
Well, I think one of the most fundamental things I hope that citizens do is go out and enjoy the Ozarks, enjoy our streams and lakes, try to be a good steward of it. You know, obviously not littering is basic stewardship, but taking it a step farther and learning more about our infrastructure, learning more about how to conserve water in your own home. If you have a septic tank, how to properly maintain it so that it's not leaking sewage into the aquifer, and also learning about what land you have control over is important too. For example, lawns and green space in the city doesn't take a lot of water back into the soil and into the aquifer, especially when you compare it with more native landscapes. Those do a great job of opening and aerating the soil, taking out nutrients and pollution, and getting that water back in the aquifer. So I would encourage people to visit the Watershed Center because it's those types of things that we talk about all the time here, and people can learn more.
When is the Fellows Lake going to open?
We will be open on March 1st in a somewhat limited capacity. A new marina dock structure is actually under construction this spring. We don't expect that will quite be ready yet. So what that means is we won't have our rental boat fleet ready, but we will be selling boat permits. A permit is required for both paddle and motor boats on Fellows Lake.
You've been listening to Making Democracy Work, a radio program sponsored by the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Our guest today has been Mike Cronry, Executive Director of Watershed Committee of the Ozarks. For more information about this program, please visit the website at ksmu.org. I'm Hui Ping Chen. Thank you for listening.